edition of the Geek Cave. I'm Darren.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Greg.
You're right. It's not Justin and Chad at all. They're probably going to kill me once they hear this episode. Because ever since I moved to Indiana, they keep saying, oh, you're going to replace us. You're going to replace us. Greg and Tom live so close. You're going to replace us. So, funny story, guys.
About that.
Yeah, about that.
I'm here.
This is actually an historic moment because while we have linked up on Skype before,
yes.
This is the first time the three of us have sat down around a microphone.
Correct.
And I'm not sure what's going to happen. So, great dance.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
No.
I know my limits.
A family show.
Yes.
So,
So I should talk about we were playing Mario earlier.
We were playing Super Mario Maker.
And wearing people as hats.
Wearing people as hats.
Yes.
My wife had quite probably the best line ever, and we will get into the full Mario Maker review in just a moment. But yeah, it's, we were doing the 100 Marios challenge?
Yes.
Expert, I think.
On Expert.
On Expert.
On Dark Souls mode.
And my wife is not even playing at this point. She's watching one of the others play. And she just has this epiphany. And what I love about her is that when she has these epiphanies, it just kind of happens. You just absorb it. Because she says, you know, this is, it's such a game for children, what, where you can murder creatures and then wear them as hats. Because there's a part where you can wear a spiny shell as a hat and then later on a beetle. And, oh my God, it was the greatest moment in the history of gaming. I wish we'd caught it on tape. I really do.
Too bad someone's batteries died.
Yeah. Well. We made up for it.
Yeah, I mean, you can find the video on our Facebook page, facebook.com/geekcave. It went up a couple days before this episode did.
And what's amazing is that if we could Twitch on Wii U, which we can't,
thanks,
we would have about at least 4 or 5 times more video for you.
Yeah, but unfortunately we can't, because Nintendo, in their
almighty wisdom,
decided, people don't want to Twitch, people don't like to see that. How many freaking viewers did, like, the League of Legends championship have more than ESPN had for, like, one of their college basketball games?
And ESPN's even hiring a gaming writer now to cover video gaming on ESPN.
Which, by the way, Tom, thank you for getting me the hookup with the job I have now, but
yes.
I have something to tell you after the show. No. but anyway, really, this was an opportunity to bring the Geek Cave Comic Cast back. It's been on hiatus for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We've both been busy.
Work, yeah, move.
Work, you know. Moving. Mm-hmm. Tom's Geek Man Cave has just been wherever.
Yeah, I've been roaming a little bit.
He's been, now you're in kind of a more permanent position.
Well, I better be.
So,
you know, I freaking bought a place. I'm not renting anymore. I'm buying now.
So, like I'm saying, you're in a more permanent.
Exactly.
It's not entirely permanent, but it's close enough.
Yes, it is.
So, I don't know if that'll happen. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Yes.
We'd like to have you back. We'd like to have you back on the network.
Okay.
We would.
It's quite possible.
Chad misses the wrestling rants. He really does. He tells me that every time I see him.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to say that he misses my rants against Ubisoft.
Well, the phrase he used is that I love Tom's passion. You can tell that he truly hates or truly loves something.
Yes. I leave no ambiguity.
No ambiguity whatsoever.
No.
So, but we're going to talk about comics, but first, since it was brought up, let's talk about Mario Maker.
Yes.
We each had a chance to play it. It came out on 9/11. I don't know why Nintendo chose that date.
Not the best, but
I'm fairly certain there were some Twin Tower levels created by people.
There's Twin Towers on my shirt.
But he's talking about the big boss man and Akeem. It's okay.
Yes.
He's talking about two dead wrestlers.
Yes. So. That's why I'm wearing a shirt on 9/12, not 9/11.
And it's Tea Party yellow, so there's that.
Yeah. you went there.
Well, someone had to.
Yes.
So, all right, Mario Maker. Thoughts, guys?
Holy hell, some of those levels.
we posted a picture in mid-game, and Greg was... He was looking down at his gamepad, but if you first looked at him and you did not see the gamepad, you would have thought that Greg was just questioning his life.
Yeah. And life choices and
I say that for Sundays and Tuesday nights, actually.
Well, it's good to know you've got a schedule. So,
no, I mean, the potential that the game has for some just ridiculously insane you know, designs is phenomenal, I think. So.
Oh yeah, very fun.
I mean, it's Infinite Mario. I mean, the sky really is a limit as to how many levels in its lifetime can be cranked out.
Mm.
Now, how many of them you can actually beat? That's a different thing.
Yeah, I mean, Nintendo said that they were going to set up a check, so like you had to actually be able to beat the level in order to put it online. I'm still not sure I believe that, though.
Some of those ones on the expert.
Expert mode, you have to beat 16 expert levels, and you have 100 lives to do it. I think we skipped about 150 levels.
And we still ran out of lives.
We still ran out, yes.
We got close.
We got through 10 by somehow, but mainly actually off-screen wife.
Yeah, know? Lori pretty much did most of the hard lifting.
Yeah, we have learned that if you ever need Mario help, off-screen wife is your hookup.
Yeah, at off-screen wife on Twitter.
Yes.
She tweets very rarely. When she does, usually it's me just recounting something funny that she has said.
And I think we're going to restore like a gaming help hotline that she can answer, you know, like Nintendo had back in the day.
With some of the Mario Maker levels, it would be 1-800-FUCK-DIS. I don't know how useful it would be, but I think, you know, personally, I think that if this were a Wii U launch title, the Wii U would be in an entirely different position.
Right? I wholeheartedly agree.
Agreed.
I mean,
this shows the potential of the gamepad.
Right. I mean, it definitely feels like it was designed for this aspect.
And it's interesting because there is no multiplayer with Mario Maker. In fact, you literally have to play past the controller.
Just like old school.
If you have group. It's very old school, but yet at the same time, it's one of their most social games that they've made.
Yes.
Because you're playing other people's levels, you get to comment on their levels, and again, we were tasteful, others may not.
I just remember one comment at the beginning of the level that just said, "You're a terrible person."
That was a terrible level.
It was. And that is the thing, too. If you do, like, die in Mario, don't worry. It'll show you where others have died along with you as well.
But, it's such a good game, really.
Yeah. It really is.
I mean, I'm not really one for, like, the super hard games either. I like to enjoy my games. Agreed. I don't want to get, like, whipped into submission by them. But the expert levels, while difficult, I had a blast playing them.
They're very well designed, usually, so.
Yeah.
They really were. Sometimes, you know, I mean, again, you can be in any sort of skill level. I mean, like, I hadn't played Mario in years. You know, I didn't bother with the Galaxy games.
You missed out.
Yeah, I know I missed out. Clearly I did, because I still have not mastered the art of wall jumping. But anyway,
yeah.
You know, you can pick this up as a complete novice and have fun with it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, of course, we haven't even talked about making levels. I mean, we messed around with that a little bit, but I think all of us were eager just to get into the game.
Yeah, and you know, and it comes back to why this should have been a launch title, and maybe this is just an idea that Nintendo didn't have at the time, but it shows off the functionality of the gamepad.
Mm-hmm.
It proves right up front, this is how useful this can be.
Yeah.
I wish they'd given it a better battery. But mm-hmm. It from what little I messed around with it seems stupidly simple. You just sure. The line of tiles that represent different characters and different assets, and then you just kind of drag and drop. Compare this to the closest thing I can think of, which is Little Big Planet, which is you have what's called a poppet. And from the poppet, there are different channels. And then from there are different tools and wires and gadgets and gears and buttons and stickers. And you've stopped having fun.
Yeah.
It's fun to build a level in Mario Maker.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It really is. And what's amazing, too, I read an article with Miyamoto. I think he talked to Time about the game. And he said that, well, first of all, he said that this was originally Mario Maker. It was supposed to be another Mario Paint.
Yeah.
And then they decided, you know what, hey, it'd be a better idea. Let's have the people make their own games. But another thing that he said as well, and this is really interesting, is the fact that Mario Maker could be a one of its kind simply because the next Nintendo system may not have a tablet feature at all. Yeah. And this is a game that only works really on a tablet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, two schools of thought. One that I have is that I still think deep down that this is a result of Nintendo having to delay Zelda to next year / another system.
Yes.
Having nothing to go on and like, let's just make the public make their own Mario game.
Here, you want Mario game? Fine, make your own damn game.
And they love it because we love it.
I would seriously love it if it came out later that Nintendo had all of their developers on Zelda and literally said, we're going to have the fans make this game because we literally have no developers.
And I would be fine with it. I would be totally fine with it. But my second school of thought is, knowing Nintendo, when something works, they run with it.
Yeah.
Yes.
They run hard. Look at the Wii. Yes. They ran so hard with it that they gave their second system a shite name just so they could keep the Wii remotes.
So what you're saying here
Tablet has not worked, so they will probably abandon
it. No, what you're saying here, though, is we're going to get Zelda Maker at some point.
I would be okay with that.
Yeah, I would be good.
Yeah.
Anyone remember 3D.GameHeroes?
Oh, yeah. I love that game.
Brady knows what I'm talking about.
I love
PS3
that
PS3 title, look it up.
Okay.
3D.GameHeroes. A lot of throwbacks to the original Zelda. But, you know, it kind of made that. When I think of make your own Zelda, I kind of think of that.
Yeah.
I mean, because you can do the original Zelda pretty easy, you know, like just like with Mario Maker. You can do Adventures of Link, probably. You can probably make it work. Mm-hmm. The difficulty there is, okay, how do you create the storyline? You know, because with Zelda, there's always a storyline.
Well, the original games, it wasn't really much. Hey, dude, Zelda got nabbed by some pig.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll find her.
And she dropped 8 pieces of bling. Go.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
About
yes.
it.
Yes.
So we could get back to basic. And you only really need. There's no story for Mario Maker. It's just get to the end.
The story is Princess Peach is kidnapped.
Again.
Stop me if you heard that before.
She likes it.
And instead of hiring security, we're just going to have Mario keep saving her.
Yeah.
That's the story.
It's cheaper.
Yes.
Pay him a small retainer and the promise of cake.
Really? I think it's just a game between Bowser and Mario at this point. I really do. I think it's just a game between those two because Bowser never hurts her.
No.
He's stopped even threatening to take over the kingdom at this point. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
It's just like, Mario needs a break from her nagging. And so he calls up Bowser. He's like, hey, Bowser. What do you say about Tuesday? And Bowser's like, fine, whatever. I'll take her for a couple weeks. We'll go bowling. It'll be great. And then
send the Goombas.
Yeah, send the Goombas. You know, they're very delicate with her. And, you know, and then Mario goes. He plays his power fantasy. He knocks Bowser into lava. We know it doesn't hurt him.
Because he bathes in it.
He bathes in the damn stuff.
Yeah.
He has lava everywhere.
He has lava inside him. He spits it out.
His live journal reads Tuesday, lava. Wednesday, back in the damn lava. Thursday, Gilmore Girls woot. Friday, lava. I'm in it. So that's not a problem for him, but
Friday, ate tacos with fire sauce.
Lava.
In lava.
He's got a hot tub that's just lava. Basically, if someone put a gun to your head and told you to choose buy Mario Maker, don't buy Mario Maker, what do you say?
Buy all darn day.
Yeah, right. Definitely. I mean, it's pretty awesome.
All day, day. All right.
Yeah. Yes.
Sticking on gaming just briefly, real quick, Metal Gear Solid 5 review. Get it for the dog.
Yes.
And the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And, get it for Quiet while you're at it. Don't get it for the twist ending. And don't get it if you hate open world games.
If you love open world games and you've been waiting for and get it if you've been waiting for a bit of a change from the Metal Gear series.
It is a bit of a change. So. Also, the storyline is still confusing as hell.
So. Yes.
So it's usual.
Spoiler alert, Revolver Ocelot is a good guy.
Well, as far as you know.
As far dun dun dun.
Yeah.
Also, quick retro review from a game that's 10 years old at this point. A couple days ago, I finally finished Persona 3. After about 100 hours into
it. He personally finished it.
So this was the first Persona game I have beaten.
Your description of Persona was very interesting.
It's a social commentary that is part Dungeon Crawler, part social dating sim about kids shooting themselves in the heads to summon demons to defeat death.
So it's Tumblr. Social commentary, goth kids wanting to kill themselves, demons fighting death, Tumblr.
Yeah, only they're not goth kids. Like your party is like, you know, the boxing champion of the team. You know, you have the student council president, you know.
Fine. So kids overreacting to things.
Yeah. It's like the Breakfast Club.
It's Tumblr.
Or gathering of juggalos, you know.
Yeah.
Well, how was it?
Oh, it was phenomenal. It was the first Persona game, although I had played Shin Megami Tensei Devil Survivor 2 on the 3DS. So I was kind of familiar with some of the concepts of it. I liked it a lot, but there's a very distinct line. Okay, I'm in the dungeon crawling mode, I'm in the social mode, you know? And The whole kind of goal is to get to the top of this 255 level tower.
And to get Senpai to notice you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Senpai.
Notice me, Senpai.
So, but what's really neat about it is that there is a tie between it, because as your social skills rank up, it also makes you be able to fuse better and better demons. So there is a correlation to that. So and the characters are really well done. It's a very dark story. I mean, not just...
Really?
Not just the whole, shooting themselves in the head.
Tom, did you hear that? It's a dark story.
I mean, no, seriously?
Very dark.
Seriously?
Somebody stop the presses!
But the things that happen in the story, and also all these kids, like every good superhero, has got a fucked up backstory. I mean, sincerely messed up. So
usually when you're talking about kids shooting themselves in the head, there's usually something going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
So, but yeah, so I've started 4, but yeah, Persona 3 gets, my 10 years later of why didn't I play this sooner?
Nice. So. I'm trying to think of a superhero that doesn't have an effed up storyline, and the only one I can think of is Squirrel Girl.
She's a squirrel, that's enough.
Well, she's a mutant. But like her biggest problem is the fact that she has to hide that tail. Which is attached. That's it. She doesn't have like a Kitty Pryde doesn't have a traumatic backstory.
She got one when she got to the X-Men, though.
Well, yeah, but that's her parents' fault.
I never thought Iron Man was that tragic.
His parents were murdered.
Okay, check that.
But he's a rich... He's Batman, but drunk.
Makes sense.
That's pretty much Tony Stark.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Speaking of Tony Stark, we can segue into comics.
Yes.
So, I'm pretty sure last time I recorded was before Secret Wars has started. That's an awful long time ago.
So, it was many moons ago.
The wise old owl said.
DC and Marvel were still respected.
That's harsh. But yeah, for those that don't know, Marvel...
fair.
Marvel's about halfway through their big event for the year called Secret Wars. Yeah.
They'll delay it a few more times.
What's that?
They'll delay it a few more times.
Right, which, the thing is, though, I'm fine with that, because they're issue 5 now of, it's now 9, it'll probably be time by time Hickman's done, because it's Hickman, But, honestly, when first coming to this, I thought it was just a cash cow of, hey, remember all these things you used to like?
Yeah.
Like some other event by some other publisher I'm not going to name? So, no, but I mean, what's actually very clear is that there was a lot of thought put into this. I mean, Hickman, Jonathan Hickman, the writer, has been building to this since the start of Marvel Now with the Avengers and New Avengers 1.
Yeah, Avengers, Uncanny Avengers, they all kind of tied in.
It all leads up to Doom reshaping the multiverse and positioning himself as God.
As you do.
Yeah. I mean, it's Doom as God. I mean... It's a story I've wanted for a long time, and it's Doom as the most powerful thing in the universe. So
yeah,
and what's cool about it is it's called Battleworld, and it's divided into all these different pieces of the multiverse, and so you have all these titles like Angela 1602. X-Men 92, Ghost Racers.
X-Men 92 is becoming an ongoing, though.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And that is awesome.
So, and there's this kind of overall theme of, Doom as God, but, people are starting to realize there's something not right here. And you have a few survivors of the main 616 and the Ultimate,
There's a few things not right. Yeah. He has an army of Thors.
Thors are the cops, essentially. Yeah.
It's the Green Lantern Thor.
Yeah. Thor Corps, yeah.
It's the Thor Corps.
Yeah. And, they've got the talent with it. I mean, Jason Aaron's still writing Thor, Thor's is one of the best books. Pretty much Thor meets The Wire. It's a murder mystery.
Huh?
And you have Ultimate Thor, 616, Odin's son Thor, Storm, Groot Thor, Beta Ray Bill. It's a crime drama with Thors. It's awesome.
And when he walks through the jungle, he has to watch his back.
Mm-hmm.
Just like The Wire.
Exactly.
Yes.
The Wire is one of the best shows ever. But,
agreed.
But then you have, one to mention was Angela from The Guardians in Marvel 1602, where she is a witch hunter.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes sense to me, put a Neil Gaiman character in a Neil Gaiman universe.
Yeah.
So, you have...
She's the only thing relevant from Spawn.
And they're doing a good job with her. That is Marguerite Bennett, who has worked with Kieran Gillen on a lot of stuff. Very good fantasy stuff in the same vein as Gillen's Journey into Mystery. Speaking of Kieran Gillen... his last Marvel title for a while is called Siege. It's those on the wall which divides the civilized zones from the Wastelands, Deadlands, you know, the Marvel Zombies, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it stars Abigail Brand from Sword and, you know, the Whedon's Astonishing Run.
Right.
As commander of the wall. And all these different duplicates people get sent there as punishment. Sound familiar?
Yeah,
George?
Yeah.
George?
Yeah.
I'm still bitter about the ending, George.
George, we hope you're listening.
So, and he's just done some really fantastic stuff with that. The last title I do want to mention is Marvel Zombies.
Yes.
Marvel Zombies features Elsa Bloodstone from Next Wave, if you've read that one.
Yeah.
She is not in charge like Abigail Brand, but one of her top lieutenants.
Mm-hmm.
She gets attacked by zombie Azazel, and who she's stabbing him, and he's teleported away. So she finds herself in the middle of the Deadlands.
Of course.
With like six bullets, and she finds this kid stuck out there. So, and she's trying to get back to the wall with this kid. So it feels a lot like Cormac McCarthy's The Road.
Okay.
Is what it feels like. So you have this utterly badass Huntress woman trying to defend this little kid surrounded in this utterly hostile environment. So, surprising, you know, given that the Marvel Zombies has kind of become a joke lately, you know?
Yeah.
But it's a really well done and heartfelt series.
All
right. Last one for all you Disney fans. Check out Star-Lord and Kitty Pryde. It's a wonderfully fun, lighthearted, very amusing romance book. So
nice. Nice.
So.
So that's Secret Wars. We're caught up to date.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll probably be doing at least another three more issues because they like delays.
I'm fine with it. It's good. I'm surprised, but it's really well done.
Yeah.
So
As we covered in the last episode of The Deep Cave, DC has lost a couple million of dollars.
Couple.
It's okay. That's just...
Couple?
What's a couple million dollars between friends?
Exactly.
You know?
My student loans.
Yeah. Apparently, Convergence did not do as well as they hoped it would, which, you know, we had Jeff Keane on the show. He was a writer at Convergence. Super nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
Loved having him on. Mr. Hickman, if you would like to come on the show and tell us what the difference is between Secret Wars and Convergence, we're not going to stop you. So, real quick, impression of NHL 16. I'm not going to buy it.
Do not buy.
Yeah.
We played on EA Access. I'll probably buy it later. Once I know that this year's version of NHL 16 is a complete game on the next-gen systems.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. That would be great. In fact, I think this was a subject of one of my rants on the Geek Man Cave that Chad remembers fondly.
Yeah.
That, you know, you don't expect people to pay full price for a game and have, like, half the features of the last-gen version. Come on, people.
Ubisoft.
Yes. It's almost like Ubisoft took over production of NHL 15.
Oh, that's bad.
That is terrible.
Yeah. Especially since they don't do sports games at all. So
exactly. Only with far less paid DLC.
Yeah.
Although they still have Ultimate Team, so.
All right, well, we're going to wrap up.
Because we're hungry.
We are hungry. And it's dinner time. But we do appreciate you taking time to listen. Be sure to check out our partners BuzzTime, as well as GameStop, Shirtosaurus. And it's been fun to have you guys actually physically in this location.
And think about this, guys. You just listened to three complete Hoosiers.
I just got here. I mean...
Okay.
He's
still a Hoosier.
One of us.
I'm more like a Hoot. At this point, because I've only been here a little over a month.
Just call me Horton, then.
On that note.
I heard that.
Thanks for listening. Check back with us in a little bit.
A little wit.
That's like a while and a bit.
A wit.
It's a wit. Everyone's a geek for something. I got nothing.
Play more games.
Let's go eat.
Peace.